The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551, thanks to all the supermarkets, bin men, post people, and please ask customers to leave back shopping trolleys as they find them. Stay safe, says Bernie. And could you give a big shout out to all the prison officers who are working hard through these difficult times? My daughter works in the prison service and I just feel they get forgotten about, even though they're part of our frontline workers. Happy to do that. And a big shout out to all the vets that are still providing frontline service at the busiest time of the year. They're also part of the many unsung heroes of rural Ireland. They're the only contact a lot of people have. As well as providing treatments for their animals, they provide counselling for their owners. They're under enormous pressure at this time of the year, apart from the COVID-19. And it would be great if you could send happy anniversary wishes to Noel and Gerard Caulfield in Waterford. A couple in a million. Lots of love from and best wishes from all the brothers, sisters, too many to mention. Thanks. That's Anne in Dublin. And when I thanked the lovely young lady who looked after my fish order in my friendly local Dunn Stores this morning and told her she was doing wonderful work, she became tearful. And she said it was the first time anyone had said anything like that to her ever. I said she should be hearing that every day. I made sure I complimented all the staff I encountered before leaving. I asked the checkout girl if everyone had been nice to her. She said, not everyone. Some people don't deserve to be served, says Monica. And please could you suggest that the supermarkets use their tannoy to remind shoppers to keep a distance from their fellow shoppers. The supermarkets are doing their best, but shoppers are not. Things are fine at the tills, but not while shopping. An announcement at intervals would be great. Thanks. And we always enjoy listening to you in the mornings here in Seattle. All right, Seattle. Especially these days with both of us working from home, it brings a smile to our faces hearing the beautiful people of Ireland sharing their stories on your show in these odd and challenging times. That's Paul and Joanna. Good to have you along. Now, with barbers and hairdressers closed, many people are taking things into their own hands, for better or for worse. So it got us thinking. If you are attempting to cut somebody's hair at home, you might need some expert advice. So we put a call in to Roscommon barber, Paddy Joe Burke. How are you doing, Paddy Joe?
Oh, Ray, how are you getting on?
Great to talk to you.
Ray, well, thanks very much for having me on your show. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, we spoke before, didn't we?
We did, surely. We met you down in Forest Park on different happier occasions.
Yes, yeah.
And with the help of God, they'll be back again soon again when all this moves on, Ray.
How long are you closed now at the barbershop?
I'm closed now almost 2 weeks, Ray.
Is that the longest you've been closed ever?
God, it is. Well, you know now when you're self-employed and you wouldn't be taking a lot of time off. And God, it's very strange. I was just saying now, you know, like I was talking to another barber and I was just saying, well, you know, actually, Ray, it's very strange to get up in the morning when you were used to being self-employed because we put in a few long hours and a few long days. And I was just saying to Michael, very difficult when you get up in the morning, Ray, and have no job to go to, and no gym to go to, and nowhere to go, Ray, that you'd normally go when you would be off. And there's an awkwardness about it, and there's nearly a guilt as well. Like, you know, I'm a farmer's son myself, and you know, we were never allowed to sit down.
The guilt is that you're doing nothing, is it? The guilt that you're doing nothing, is that
it? Yeah, the guilt of doing nothing now, you know. And you'd nearly want to be very well in your own mind and in your own peace, you know, with your own serenity to be able to cope. But anyone that is feeling awkward or has that awkwardness about them, can I just say, we're feeling like that, all of us, as a nation, because we're doing the right thing. And it's great. We're doing the right thing. And if we do the right thing, all of us, you know, for our country, well, the right thing is going to happen, Ray. It's a very small sacrifice for doing the right thing. And with the help of God, we'll all come through this and we'll be better.
I think you articulated that very well, because I was trying to express that the other day and maybe today again about feeling that sort of guilt of not doing enough. And when the call to action is to not do anything. It's very strange, isn't it?
It's extremely strange because, you know, like, but we can embrace this now, all of us. And I'm speaking for myself, like, because I work 13. I live here in Ballymote and Sligo, Ray, and my barber shop is in Roscommon. It's 44 miles away. So at the weekends with me long Friday and Saturday, I'd be gone 13 and 14 hours.
Yes.
And all of a sudden now I'm at home. But I'm absolutely loving it. I'm embracing the tea. I am, really.
So what are you doing? Because how are you occupying your day?
I'll tell you now, my wife, Maura, she works at the HSE, and she has been on the front line, like hundreds and thousands of great people all over the country trying to save our great nation. And I'm at home now, and I have, you know, cooking the meals and doing the washing, and I got pretty domesticated all of a sudden. I love doing it, and the reason I wasn't doing it, it wasn't that I wasn't doing it, I wasn't at home to do it.
Yes.
And I realised what I was missing out on as well, like. So I have a whole new perspective on life, you know.
And Maura.
And Maura, and home, like, and yes, the important things. And, you know, we need to be taken out of our comfort zone, all of us. And it's very... When we are taken out of our comfort zone, we're like a baby that's lost in a busy supermarket on Christmas Eve. We don't know where to turn, like.
Yeah.
But if we embrace it now, and we're doing it for the right reason, remember again, if we do the right thing, well, the right thing is going to happen for all of us. Yeah.
I would imagine a lot of your customers are missing you too, because the barber is more than just a haircut. It's a chat.
Well, exactly, Rian. Like, I was just thinking that now. I've taken to walking now. I'm doing what I always want to do. But I am missing, the barber shop, because I'm very fortunate in Roscommon Town. My barber shop, thankfully, Ray, is a rambling house. And one of the great moments, I was keeping a diary there now. Like, I am 48 years working, Ray.
Nice.
And I do keep a daily diary. And
brilliant.
I was just checking back. The day after Kilkenny and Galway drew the hurling All-Ireland, the following morning, there were 7 men in Paddy Joe's shop, and not one of them, Ray, came in for a haircut, which was great. I nearly had to shut the door for fear the fella had come looking for a haircut to file the chat.
You'll have to start charging for the chat. That's what you'll have to start doing.
It's lovely, like, there's very few rambling houses left.
Yeah.
And Ray, you were talking there about haircuts.
Yes. So that's why we have you on. Sorry, we got sort of sideline there. So so what's the advice then, if a wife or a partner is going to be going at the husband's or the partner's hair, or if you want to, the teenage son wants a haircut, what's your advice? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about giving advice. I might make a suggestion, Ray. Because
don't do it! No.
We were... I was reared at home in a rambling house now, you know. Well, Mammy was... And she was the local barber. I have 3 more brothers, and the 4 of us, Mammy had cut our hair.
Right.
And we were talking now, Ray, we're going back 40, 45 years. Yeah. And Mammy would have the old hand machine. And she'd give us a blade 1 and a blade 2. We had fashionable haircuts, so we had way back in the 40s. And poor old Mammy, the Lord's mercy on her, she was a mighty woman to take off hair. All of which she didn't cut, Ray, she pulled.
So it was just a zzzz.
She took hair off. But I was just thinking now there when I was out for a walk this morning. Do you know, the haircut at home with the lads, especially in the house, can be turned in to a fun thing, or it can be, they can actually nominate or find out who's the best barber in the house.
Yes.
You know, at home. Give a blade 2 on the back and sides and a 4 on the top.
Right, there you go.
And
there's good advice. Blade 2
on the... It might be a strange haircut, but a lot of people now have the clippers at home.
Yes.
But we're in strange times, and we can have the haircut for the times we're going through at the moment.
And as somebody pointed out there who tried the home dye, they're self-isolating anyway, so you won't encounter anybody, and they'll be grown out by the time we're out the other side.
Isn't
exactly. That it?
No one is going to see us in public anyway. So,
let's hope for your sake that they're not too good at it, Paddy Joe.
I trained in England, Ray, and I trained with a German barber, and he was lovely. And you know what he said? That he gave me, you know, when you be young and me starting off, he said, really, there's no such thing as a bad haircut. He said, it only takes 4 days, and it's not that it grows a lot, but people get used to looking at it.
That's
so
good.
It was very consoling starting off an apprenticeship. That
That's
you
good
be,
advice.
You know, was very tentative doing,
yeah,
Ray.
Yeah. And what about the football and all sport? You must be missing that, are
God.
You?
I was listening to Des this morning now on Morning Ireland, and it was Friday morning. But the sport, you know, it's amazing really how our priorities have changed.
Yeah.
Like we're all, you know, as much as we love the sport and all, but sport will be back.
Yes.
But Ray, can I just say one thing now, being self-employed and being off as well, there's a fear factor for all of us, and fear factor for Paddy Joe too. I'm extremely, you know, I'm actually fearful for our great country and for our great nation.
Go on.
But you know what the old people used to do, Ray, when they were full of fear? That stop, just stop, and think of someone that isn't as lucky or as fortunate as we are.
Perspective.
And bring up our own gratitude and reach out into someone that isn't as good, someone that's in a nursing home, someone that's frightened, someone that's alone. And we think of them and we blow them a lovely message from our heart when we're walking to let them know that we're thinking about them. And there's never fear in the now, Ray. Once we stand, there's never fear. We need to be very grateful. We need to bring up our own gratitude at the moment.
We need
to bring up our faith. And we need to be conscious of the great people and to thank the wonderful people on the HSE and what you've been thanking there during your programme. All of the people on the front line. The service they're doing for our great nation is absolutely, it was emotional last night to see the round of applause from around
the world.
Very emotional,
yeah.
And so richly deserved. We are now, wonderful people.
We are wonderful people, and I'm conscious of the fact that we had you on to talk about haircuts.
There
are people at home who are hanging on your every word about haircuts and about your philosophy in life. But if you don't have a clippers and you only have a scissors and a comb,
we'll come back to the haircut, Ray. If you only have a scissor, make sure now it's fairly good, because here it's very hard to cut with a bad scissor. Even harder to, you need a good scissor.
Good sharp scissors.
If you had the old-fashioned comb, put the scissors over the comb and you won't do an awful lot of damage.
Okay.
Don't do it the other way around. But put the comb in at the bottom of the hair and come up and leave the scissors over the top of the comb and cut slow and fast at the one time. Move the scissors and the comb slow, move the comb slow and move the scissors fast.
Right, go on.
And look, it'll be a great haircut no matter how you do it.
Yeah, people will get used to it, yeah.
There's no such thing as a bad haircut, because the best barber in the world couldn't give a haircut that you'd give, Ray. So it's an individual cut and own it and be proud of it.
Paddy Joe Burke, Roscommon's most famous barber. Thanks so much. Mind yourself, Paddy, and Maura. Mind yourself, Maura. And we'll talk
God
to you
bless,
soon.
Ray, and thanks to yourself and all in the media for doing the good work.
Go on.
Keep safe, Ray, and mind yourself. God bless you.
See you now. That's Paddy Joe Burke there from Roscommon. A big shout out to all the oil delivery drivers working flat out to keep us in central heating oil, says Bud. And I think this situation is bringing out a huge amount of goodwill in society. I'm 80 and live alone in a small estate. My neighbours and their children grown up and moved away. My parish have been unstinting in ensuring that I have everything I need. Thanks to all, says Sheila. And please give a shout out to the technicians providing internet, broadband, repairing phone lines and cables and keeping us all connected to each other. Vital service. That's Polly in Galway. With that, I'll say thanks to Joe and Will, who are out of my house today. That's it from us. Philip Boucher Hayes is on the way. Mind yourself, stay safe and stay apart. And we'll talk to you the other side of the weekend on Monday at 3 o'clock. Good luck.